The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today. Man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing
nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all about it. Do you have any idea how many times I looked at the calendar to make sure today was Monday and we actually had a show? Many, many times. That's what happens when you have a lot of days off.
Hello, 4-day weekend.
Yeah.
Goes too fast.
4 days?
I'd trade last Thursday for today.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, I would.
There's just something about Mondays that he hates.
He just hates
being anywhere on a Monday.
After 4 days off, you wouldn't have had 4 days off. But I mean, you would, but that Thursday was great. That was actually the fourth. You would have worked on the fourth?
To get today off? Yes, because we're done by 9 o'clock.
Should we have negotiated that, actually, guys? maybe we should have had a powwow conversation before and negotiated that. We could have worked on the morning of the 4th. It's weird when you don't come into work for 4 days. It's a strange little world, right?
Ask the guy behind the glass what 12 days feels like.
Yeah, I'm a little rusty. Huh?
Josh is back. Are we going to get a couple of desk pops today?
Oh, brother, let me tell you. It's been a long time. It's been a lot of booze-soaked time as well. So I'm not operating at all cylinders, but I imagine by Thursday I'll be back.
How's the backwards hole? You make it through Mexico all right?
Yes, I made it through.
I don't understand that reference at all.
Montezuma's Revenge.
I feel much lighter.
Okay, now I understand the reference. Did you guys do anything fun for the 4th? You had your big party, Chew, the dogs and the people and the anything come of it?
Fine. Just the weather was terrible. It's fine. Just sensitive people.
Oh, because it rained.
Sensitive people drive me crazy. Yeah. Overly sensitive people.
Sure.
I don't have time for you.
I thought you got it figured out, though.
I met in the middle, which I didn't want to meet in the middle. So, it's fine.
A compromise.
It's over. No, they were fine. It was good.
Good. I'm happy to hear that, Dave.
Wonderful. Yeah, wish you could see my face.
Well, folks are watching on the YouTube stream, they can. Gabe, anything to
I'm
report?
Worried about Chewie's eyes being stuck in that position. Yeah. They were rolled so far back
in
his head.
That's why I was trying to move on. We are shuffling past.
You know, we had some people over, threw a brisket on the old Traeger, and, you know, just, again, festivities got a little bit short because of the rain, so you couldn't be outside as much as you'd like, but it was good to have some people over. Did you do anything fun?
We went out to dinner one day. Let me ask you this. If you have two servers for a table of four, do you have any servers? Because we had some very, very, very poor service at a very high-end Milwaukee restaurant. I won't say and I won't rhyme, but it was not wonderful.
The old quarterback conundrum. If you have two, you don't have one.
So you put it on ice for a while? I'm big on putting things on ice.
You mean the restaurant?
Yes.
Yes.
On ice.
On ice.
Is it a 1 year probation? Is it a 3 year probation?
Well, how often are you going to that place? Because it's, again, high ender spot. You're not necessarily, you know.
Yeah, we brought some folks a bunch in from of money out of town. We had some visitors, folks staying with us for the week for the 4th of July. And so one night we went parents' night out, right? Kids, fend for yourself. We'll order you some pizzas. And decided to do it up at a nice, nice high end restaurant, good location, show off the city a little bit. And first thing they said is, I'm so-and-so, I'll be your server tonight, so-and-so will be joining me this evening, so we'll be taking care of you. Oh, wonderful. We'll be taking care of you. That means that all of our needs will be met in a timely fashion. Not
so
even close.
When that initially happened, did you think it was a, like, training situation?
No, I thought, like, it's a high-end restaurant, and sometimes they work like that in tandems. So that you know, get really good service. And that's what I went into it. Maybe, again, my expectations were elevated when they alerted us to the fact that there would be two of them and not one of them. And I thought, well, we should want for nothing. And that was not the case. It's almost as though each server thought the other person was handling it.
So it does sound like a training thing.
Yeah, could have been a training situation where one person was getting trained, maybe can't.
Wouldn't they go up together, though,
look,
if they
man,
were being trained?
Probably.
No, poorly trained, not in training.
Oh.
They've never been trained on how to do the job correctly.
Like who's handling drinks?
Yes.
Who's handling removing the
exactly.
plates? Who's handling taking the order? Because we finished our appetizer, big appetizer, sharing by the table. empty appetizer plate. And no one came to take our order for the main course. And that feels like a mistake because, one, the earlier you order your main course, the more likely you are to over-order because you haven't eaten all of the appetizers yet. Mm-hmm. Once we made it all the way through the appetizers, we weren't all that hungry anymore. So I ordered a sandwich. Probably would have gotten a steak. You know what I mean? Like, I probably would have ordered a steak and a side and a... We ordered a sandwich. And then I told you guys, I was struggling with the tip because I want to tip 20%, but you were bad, not good. And I felt responsible because I had picked the restaurant and we had people in from out of town and I wanted to show them a good time. And they were sitting at the same table as I was, not getting their drinks refilled. So I didn't tip 20%.
I don't think you should feel bad about that. If the service is that bad and they're making you stick around a little bit longer than anticipated, like it's one thing if you're not getting your food in a timely manner, but they're coming back with drinks, right? Like the restaurant slammed, whatever, you're not getting your food on time, but they're making sure they're still taking care of you. But it doesn't seem like that was the situation.
What do you think, Chewy? You okay with not tipping 20% if you had bad service?
Absolutely.
Chewy probably goes under 15% if he's had bad service.
No, I don't go that low. It's more of shot across the bow to them, but they don't care. All they do is bum rap you on whatever social media site.
They'll talk. They'll say so-and-so is a bad tipper.
Me and Ange don't go out to eat nowhere near as much as we used to. No. Because steaks, you can cook. Can you cook a better steak at home than most places?
I can get comparable.
And I love steak.
You just splurge on a really good
weekend,
cut at the butcher.
And their idea of bolognese is a lot different than mine, but my expectations were so low going in there that it was fine. But it's a place I'll never go back to.
Wait, is that what I should be doing? I should just be lowering my expectations now?
Oh, absolutely.
Ah, that feels like a slippery slope. Right? Because if I'm lowering them for everything, and then when I'm getting just average service, I'm like blown away. Well, that's a principle. I have principles.
You shouldn't go into a place and spend $400, $500, $600 and leave there and go, it was fine.
I agree.
Am I right?
You're right. Yeah.
I agree.
I mean, $180, $200 is okay. It was fine.
Right.
Not when you're in the $400, $500, $600.
Right. And we had a group of four people and the bill ended up being $460 and I tipped $80, which is below, I think that's 17%. Which is still higher than 15%, but lower than 20%. Joshy, what do you think? Bad service, okay to tip less than 20%?
Yeah, I certainly think so. I think if it was as bad as you're leading us to believe, and you seem to believe it was.
I mean, my husband was like, take a deep breath, take another deep breath.
So you were like, other people in the restaurant, had they looked over at your table, could have seen you being visibly frustrated.
I was fuming. Yeah, he told me to go outside.
Really?
Take a lap.
Can you give me a cigarette? Here. Take this.
I'll give you an example. We went to brunch yesterday on the lake. Had no idea that they had brunch at this place for years. Been on the lake for 14 years. The Golden Mast, who's sponsored this station before. And I'm not a brunch guy. I think I've told you guys.
Hey, you're not just... Yeah,
it was the best brunch I've ever had.
Really?
Oh.
Yes. And it was different because I don't like getting up and going to the... They brought the brunch to you.
Oh.
Which was outstanding.
So did you end up tipping more than you anticipated because you were so pleased with the experience?
I'm blown away. I didn't even know they had brunch all those years.
That's a you thing, not a them thing. Yeah. You want to reward your ignorance? Fine.
The brunch, maybe listen to their advertisement next time.
And I love the pasta station. Where you go up and it was outstanding.
Well, I'm glad you had a good experience. And I heard that you have a big thing coming up this weekend.
Yeah. I got to find an 80s costume from like movies.
Well, a little early for Halloween, isn't it?
Everybody's doing theme parties now.
Yes.
Theme.
Which I don't have a problem.
It needs to go away.
I don't have a problem with costumes. I kind of like costumes.
Opposite ends of the spectrum.
Just hang out
with
your friends.
Here.
Stop making it a big deal.
But I'm like, all right, everyone's going to go as Top Gun, right?
You mean because it's easy to get a flight suit?
The flight suit and the sunglasses. I'm like, I don't want 14 of the costumes that I'm wearing.
Yeah.
Okay. And you and your wife have had, over the years, for Halloween parties you have gone to, tremendous, like the bar has to be set high for you because of some of the costumes that you and your wife have worn to previous parties.
Yes. Yeah, we love it.
Okay, so some ideas that we can throw out here are, Gabe, you gave one right away.
Yeah, I mean, Back to the Future. You're Doc Brown, she's Marty McFly.
That's a great one.
Could you do The Princess Bride?
Don't know who that is.
You could be Andre the Giant from Princess Bride.
So she would be Indigo Montoya?
She could be Buttercup. No?
Super Mario's a good one. But that's an easy one, and I think people might.
What about the Breakfast Club?
Yeah.
Ooh, I like the Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
Chewy, so.
Here's the problem.
Here's the thing.
Molly
here's the problem.
Ringwald or Ally Sheedy?
She would be Molly Ringwald, and everybody thinks because you're the athlete that you would be.
No.
But no, you're Bender.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Here's the problem.
How hard would it be?
But
throw
here's
on
the problem.
A trench coat, stick your hand in the air with a glove.
Hey, you guys about to say you got to have the half glove?
Yeah.
The problem is a lot of clothes. And that cost, and it's going to be 90 on Saturday.
Yeah.
And so, I believe it's an outdoor party.
So, how about this? Baywatch.
Ah.
Come on!
I don't want to be that guy.
It's an 80s show. This is the excuse.
I don't want to be that guy.
We did just rip on not that long ago. Jen, you weren't here. Guys who were running with their shirts off.
Yeah. Okay, so, but you could get one of those muscle shirts, you know, that has the body drawn on it, and then wear the red shorts. And what you're ignoring, and I can't believe you're ignoring, is your wife in a Pamela Anderson bathing suit.
Okay. Maybe now we'll save that for when we get home.
Yeah. Chewie's not a guy.
But
who
what
wants...
were huge movies back? I mean, you could go as
Scooby-Doo characters,
metal musician.
Okay,
yeah. Like, Slash.
Yeah,
yeah.
Hulk Hogan. You could go as wrestlers from the 80s.
Ferris Bueller.
Is there a costume there? Do you want people to know? Do you want
yes,
to
course.
Walk
you
in
want,
there
yes.
and go, great costume, 100%. Blah, blah, blah.
Absolutely,
or,
yes. That's
see,
important.
I think if you went in, who'd you just say, Joshy?
Ferris Bueller.
People would be like,
I don't know
think
so. You get
that
vest.
Is
like a, yeah, it's like a patterned vest or something
vest
like that.
The vest is, you can easily do dead giveaway.
Zach Morris, Kelly Kapowski.
Oh, you Saved by the bell?
Oh, Angie is a dead ringer for Kelly Kapowski.
I think people wouldn't know who that is.
That'd be a tough one to pull off.
Yeah.
Where people would recognize, like, oh, yeah, clearly Chewie's AC Slater.
Hold on, Seinfeld 90s?
Seinfeld's 90s.
Okay.
I think you should go as Elf. I don't know what Angie would be, but you'd be Elf.
I've already done Elf.
We already did that.
Not Elf. Elf.
Oh. This is a real Pam situation. Yes. Going on here. Elf. Oh, the alien guy from Melmac.
Once again, 90 degrees out.
That's why I'm promoting it.
Chewie's not going to want to return the Elf costume.
I still think Rainbow Bright and He-Man would be good. It was He-Man and She-Ra, obviously. I don't want to sit here and mix my metaphors. But Chewie, you could go as He-Man.
I don't know who that is. How about Dora the Explorer? That's probably not
it's
80s.
Like 2000s.
Yeah, my kid was watching
Brady Bunch 70s.
Brady Bunch more 70s, I'd say.
How do you not know who He-Man is?
I just don't.
Indiana Jones.
What about Wonder Twins powers activate?
Yes. Form a.
You guys could be the Ghostbusters.
An icicle. It's so damn hot.
Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters is 80s.
I think people are gonna.
A lot of Top Gun.
Carrie. The chick from the scary movie, Carrie, she wore the dress with the thing and then the blood in the hair.
Princess Leia in Jabba the Hutt.
By the way, I could do Chewie. If you do want to do Princess Leia, I have a costume.
Okay.
If she wants it. In my basement, full costume, wore it on Mike and Mike like 7 years ago when we did a star. It must have been May the 4th. It must have been May the 4th.
Indiana Jones?
Yes.
Yep.
Who would Angie go as?
Don't know.
I mean, because there's a new girl in every one.
In every one.
What about Dirty Dancing? That's now you have to get over your aversion of the tank top because
once
Patrick
again,
Swayze.
There's a lot of bunge down there. Doesn't he wear like those ballerina pants with the oversized cup?
Blues Brothers?
Am I right?
Oh, Blues Brothers.
I'm just saying, if you don't want to wear a lot of clothing, those are the costumes to not wear a lot of clothing. Your wife would look amazing in a baby costume.
I guess you could go as Hall & Oates.
I saw that costume.
Yeah, that'd be a good one. Or Slash and Axl Rose. That's another one we're seeing a lot of. All right, get us your suggestions. Chewie is going to an 80s character party this weekend. Not a lot of lead time here, bud.
Mm-mm.
But we can throw something together. Whoa. Janet Jackson I'm seeing here as one.
Madonna.
Madonna. Bill and Ted.
Oh, that's not bad.
Bill and terrible Ted's movie, excellent but adventure. That might be a
people
good one.
Would know who that is.
Beetlejuice. And what was Winona Ryder's character's name?
Anyway, but you gotta
can't remember.
That's makeup though. Hot melting.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I agree. Punky Brewster.
Me or Angie?
Angie, although you would be fun as a Punky Brewster. Actually,
she's got huge cams, and so does Ann, so that could put that on the list.
All right, so it's time to end the segment.
You asked. Maybe you didn't.
I certainly did not. 800-990-3776. Chewy is going to an 80s character-themed party this weekend. Give us some suggestions of who he and his wife should go as. Wayne and Garth. Wayne and Garth from Wayne's World.
Oh, yeah, that would work.
That would be a great one.
That would be a good one.
All right, 800-990-3776. Lots of stuff to get to this morning, guys. We have Adam Schefter coming up. He's actually joining us on a special day this week. He will be joining us at the bottom of the hour. Plus, where are we on Jordan Love's contract? We'll have that conversation as the show rolls on.
With a local Milwaukee team, Fifth Third Bank knows what success looks like. They've been serving businesses and individuals in the area for nearly 15 years, including a longstanding commitment to the healthcare industry. From expansion to treasury management, Fifth Third offers a full suite of financial services and solutions across the healthcare spectrum to meet the complex moments you're navigating. Fifth Third Bank, National Association, custom solutions built around your goals. Member FDIC.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Tuna. Dating app. It's tuna.
I love tuna. I had some last night.
How do you eat your tuna?
Can we for once throw up on this show?
On 94.5 ESPN. So get it over, get it on me. I just want to see. Run it
over, run it on you. I just want you to. Keep your suggestions rolling in. Chewy is going to an 80s character party. Gotta do costumes this weekend. Needs suggestions. Chef Ed saying, what about the Incredible Hulk and Spider-Woman or Danny and Sandy from Grease? Is that an 80s movie?
70s?
I think that's a 70s movie that happens in the 50s.
Ben V saying, what about Caddyshack?
That's a good one.
Who would you go as, though, of the Caddyshack character?
I mean, Ty Webb.
Someone has to.
The judge?
Somebody has to be the gopher.
Yes.
Is it a gopher?
Yeah.
Yes.
I always get it confused with a groundhog. Justin weighing in saying, what about the Terminator and Sarah O'Connor?
Yep.
Just need a big guy for that role.
Isn't it just Sarah Connor? It's not the...
the former Supreme Court Justice.
That's Sandra Day O'Connor. Yeah. You're right. It is Sarah Connor. Yes. That scene of her... cocking the gun with the one arm, the other arm I think she's been shot in, is one of like one that is seared in my memory from childhood. I was like, oh my God,
that's a badass move.
Yeah,
that's
she
what
was
I was
ripped.
Gonna say. Let's see. Lots of reaction rolling in. Risky Business, Pee Wee Herman, Goonies. I don't know enough characters from the Goonies to be able to.
Chewie would be Sloth.
That's goes without saying.
Yeah. Is that the Hey You Guys guy? Yeah. Or?
Yep.
Or was that somebody else? All right, keep getting us your suggestions on that. Did you guys see that Giannis Antetokounmpo's Greek national team is, in fact, going to the Olympics? He did very well, and he was very emotional after the game. I was a little bit torn on how to interpret that. On one hand, guys, I was really thrilled for Giannis because obviously it meant a lot to him. Seeing him break down emotionally with his kids there, it was obvious that this was a goal of his, and to be an Olympian is a big deal. I don't want to minimize that at all. But the Bucks fan in me was like, kind of was hoping you wouldn't get out of pool play and you wouldn't make it to the Olympics because that just means more high-level competitive basketball for Giannis during the offseason when obviously I want him to be healthy and available for the entirety of the upcoming NBA season, Gabe. Is it okay that I was torn in my reaction to Giannis and the Greek national team making it to the Olympics?
Sure, but also I think you just have to accept that this is obviously something that's very important to him. The Bucks aren't going to step in. The Bucks haven't stepped in and said, hey, you can't do this. This is something that's important to him, as evidenced by the emotions that he's had. Greece hasn't been in the Olympics since 2008, and it's not like he's playing every minute of every game. Looking at the box scores of these games, he's been pretty limited. He's not going out there and playing the full game. He's playing around 20, 24 minutes. They're kind of easing him out there. He's not out there all the time. And he would have to be doing other workout stuff. It's not like you're just putting him in bubble wrap and throwing him on the couch until they have to report for camp in October. He's got to do some basketball stuff. Like, you take a look at Team USA, and, you know, LeBron's 1,000 years old. He's going to be playing Steph Curry. It's one of those things that it's in such an honor to represent your country in the Olympics and then to lead your country to the Olympics when they haven't been there in, you know, 16 years. It's a big deal.
Do they have a chance to medal?
No.
I'm with Gabe. I mean, he has to keep his skills sharp as long as someone's watching him. Because Giannis has to be watched, because I don't think he has an off switch. And the problem is, I don't want him getting to a point where, because I guarantee he believes they can medal.
He probably
believes they can win it all.
Yeah.
But I don't want him the whole team on his shoulders, playing all these minutes, a quick turnaround, you know, just limit his time, keep his skills sharp. And don't overuse them.
Chewie, you have been very, very critical of the Bucks and their performances over the last few years. You have to agree with me that him not playing would be a better option than him playing, right?
I would agree, because you always have Paul George in the back of your head. Remember Paul George? Played in the Olympics.
Generally speaking, yes.
he played in the Olympics.
Just signed a big contract.
Isn't he the one that played for the Olympic team and suffered a real, real bad injury? I thought that was Paul George. I think it was.
I mean, he's had some injuries in his past.
I think he's right.
Is he right about this?
Yeah. So.
How the hell do you remember this stuff?
Because it wasn't 5 minutes ago.
No.
But that's what, I mean, that would be catastrophic, right? Because then we're wasting another year. So, but as long as someone's watching him and controlling his minutes and he's getting the proper treatment that he needs and hydration, I don't have a problem with it. I just don't want him trying to take this team on its back and do something they're not going to do.
But we know that Giannis will.
I know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and again, some of this comes down to the dynamic, the structure, the hierarchy. I don't think that, as Gabe has said, the Bucks have stepped in and said, we would prefer you not. I think the Bucks do oftentimes what Giannis wants to do, and they help him do those things. So I question, once he's out there, does he know anything other than 100 miles per hour? No, he does not. Therefore, so you're watching him go 100 miles per hour. Great.
So you'd rather have him do like close scrimmages where you don't watch him go 100 miles per hour? Because what do you think he would be doing if he wasn't playing in the Olympics?
He'd be training. He'd be working out.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't be against competition. It wouldn't be at the highest level. I mean, you obviously try to simulate. Chewie, I'm sure you can attest to this.
Did you see some of those other teams? I won't argue that this is the highest level either.
You try to simulate, you know, game situations, but you can't, right? All right, we'll continue this conversation. We got to get to Adam Schefter. He is hanging out waiting for us so we can chat with him. We'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewie, and we will continue that conversation a little bit later in the show and talk to Adam Schefter right after this.
Everyone's go-to source for all NFL news.
Adam Schefter teased some big breaking news. Adam, you've told us about it. What do we got?
Adam's on the phone. Adam,
yeah, we have some more
news. Adam, yeah, you have more news? What do you got?
They're going with another move.
And he was the man who knows all, Adam Schefter.
And we're going to get right to some breaking news here that just came down. This tweet from Adam Schefter.
It's ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter.
It'll be up to Russ Ball to see if he can get this deal done, wants to get it done. Don't think that they're anywhere close to getting it done right now. And those are conversations that will occur here.
Adam Schefter on Jen, Gabe, and Chewie is presented by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Also sponsored by Island Resort and Casino.
Adam Schefter on Jen, Gabe, and Chewie is brought to you by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. If you're looking for top-notch orthopedic care, OAW's team of doctors has been nominated for Milwaukee Magazine's Top Doctors. From sports injuries to joint replacements, their doctors are dedicated to providing personalized, compassionate care. Experience the OAW difference at orthowisconsin.com. What a special day for us back in studio to have Adam Schefter joining us. Adam, how was your 4th of July?
Jen, Gabe, Chewie, happy 4th to everybody, and thank you for accommodating me today as opposed to Wednesday. It was a very nice weekend. The big surprise of the weekend was we had a big barbecue on Wednesday night, and then we had plans with our cousins out east on Friday. So it left July 4th, the actual date, amongst ourselves hanging out with family at home. And so when we all went to have dinner, we went to order in, and I had no idea. I don't know why this occurred to me, but July 4th is more challenging to get food that night than Christmas or New Year's Eve. Like, there was no place that was open. Nothing was open on July 4th. Nothing. There was a Chinese food restaurant that was open. So that led to a big July 4th celebration dinner at our house where my wife made an egg sandwich and my daughter and I made a box of pasta that we shared together.
Nice. Adam, are you a Hard Knocks guy?
I watched last night with my son and daughter the off-season edition of the New York Giants. And it's the first time that we've seen a team do an off-season Hard Knocks. First of all, let me also say that Liev Schreiber is my end-all, be-all guest for my podcast. I've asked for him every year for the 6 years that I've had the podcast. Never once have gotten him. Never once. He's the only guy that I've ever had multiple requests on and never gotten. So if anybody out there knows Liev Schreiber, has a connection to Liev Schreiber, can get me him on my podcast, please. Because I love listening to that guy. I would like to have him on my podcast just to hear his voice. Like, just to say, what is going on, Adam? How was your July 4th? The way that Jen just said it, right? I would like to hear just that from him. And I've never had him on, but I watched the off-season Hard Knocks last night that he also narrated. And it's interesting because we get Hard Knocks in the summer where the big decisions are they carrying a fifth or sixth wide receiver and who's going to make the roster and, you know, the intensity of a preseason game. This is a different deal now. Like, this is a different deal in New York. They just set the table for Daniel Jones, where their own general manager is saying, we need to find out whether he's the quarterback for the next 10 years or pivot. When the GM says that, what's going to come up every week when they're playing if that guy struggles? Every week.
Are we now finally on the clock, Adam, to kind of be on Jordan Love watch officially? We're 2 weeks away from camp finally opening for the Packers, where they're going to have their first practice in 2 weeks. We're past the July 4th holiday. Presumably he's back stateside after being over in Europe for a little vacation. Is Jordan Love contract watch officially on?
I guess it is, Gabe. I think you could delay it about 1 week. I think we get about another week of peace. Now, could something happen? Sure, that always could. But that's not what I'm expecting. And again, the world is full of surprises. But I think we have one more week of peace and quiet and late night summer walks and going for ice cream before we have to worry about Jordan Love's contract. That's my sense of things. I could be proven wrong, but I think that this is not the week for that right now. Right now. And we could start that watch officially, I believe, next week.
Wait, so what's the go-to ice cream when you're taking those late-night summer walks?
Well, there's no bad ice cream. It's like pizza, right? Like, there's pizza. It's just a question of how good it is. Ice cream, I don't know. We got a soft serve place right by us that's really good. We've had a big summer of flying saucers, a lot of flying saucers that are sandwiched by cookies. Like, that's real good, too. So, whatever it is.
I'm unfamiliar with the flying saucer ice cream. Is that like a...
You don't know that, Jeff?
No.
Are you serious?
I have no idea either. Chewy? Is it an East Coast
thing?
No, I've never heard of it.
Oh, my God. Maybe it's a New York thing. I don't know. It's there are many forms of it, but it's like an ice cream sandwich just with, you know, wafers, like chocolate wafers on top. Or there's this place near us that has, you do like a chocolate chip cookie on each side. And then there's ice cream in the middle, like a Chipwich. You know Chipwich?
I've heard of that. Yeah, I've heard of Chip. I think that is an East Coast thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
You guys in Wisconsin better get with it here. I'm just telling you right now.
Well, have you had custard, Adam?
Wow.
Have
I had what?
Custard.
Like frozen custard.
Frozen.
Yeah, of course. I've had custard.
Well, because when I first came here, Adam, I was from Massachusetts. I remember driving out here. This is 1992. And I see Oscar's custard, and I'm like, oh my God, they love pudding out here. These places are everywhere, because on the East Coast, they call pudding custard, right?
Yeah. I'm going to have to get you guys, I'm going to have to arrange for some Chipwiches or flying saucers to be sent to your studio. I don't know how they will travel. I got to figure this out. I got to work on this. And you know what? I think somehow, some way, we need to franchise like Chip Witches in the Milwaukee area because they would be enormously popular.
Go into business with Adam Schefter. Sign me up.
Oh yeah.
Adam, I saw this story, and I know it's a little bit older, but I wanted to get your take on it. So Baron Browning is doing this thing called Vestible, where he is allowing people to invest in his future. Essentially, he is a stock. Browning is a player for the Denver Broncos, your old stomping grounds. Yeah. What do you – this blew my mind. I know that it came up about 6 months ago, but is this something that is taking off? Are there a lot of people who have invested in Baron Browning's future? The whole idea is that you give $10 to him and you get 1% of his future earnings. So right now, I believe he's still on his rookie deal, but he's supposed to be up for, you know, free agency. And then his obviously salary would jump significantly. And if you invested in him now, he gets that money, but then he is willing to give away a percentage of his future earnings. What is your take on all this?
He's not the first to do this. This was something that went around. Vernon Davis did this. Do you remember that show?
Yeah. Like
you're a tight end. Do you remember Vernon Davis doing this? And there was an agency that tried this with players probably a couple of decades ago. And I don't think it ever gained traction because if it had, obviously it would be more popular and it wouldn't just be the Broncos linebacker now asking people to invest in him as it is. It's an interesting concept. You're betting on the come. I think agents do that right now in a different form when they essentially sign players because they're funding these players in advance and they're hoping that they pay off and get to that second contract so they can make their money back and then some. It's an unusual concept. I understand, I guess, why he would try to do it. I don't know how successful it will be. I'm going to guess not very because other players have tried this in the past, and it's never gotten any legs before. That's not to say that it can't happen now. You never know. Just like I don't expect the Jordan Love deal this week, but you never know. So interesting, thought-provoking, not the first guy to do it.
Adam, are these, I was looking at, did you hear what Shad Khan said of the Jacksonville Jaguars, how he's essentially putting Doug Peterson and his staff on notice? Are these guys way too impatient?
I didn't see that. What did he say? Where did he say it? I didn't hear anything about this.
It's all over the news. He said, yes, they're on notice. He's not happy. Obviously, no one's happy with losing six games in a row to end the season. But Doug Peterson, to me, is someone that just doesn't get enough credit. I mean, usually when you win a Super Bowl, you get a pass for 5 years or so. I just think these owners are way too impatient. Bringing in a new coach, and I don't know if who's a better coach than Doug Peterson, but these quarterbacks that just, in their first 5 years, have to go through four different systems does not help. And these owners are just way too impatient with these coaches because you take a team like that, it takes time to build it up.
You know, the Jaguars this offseason gave Josh Allen a five-year, $141.25 million deal. They gave Trevor Lawrence a deal that averaged $55 million a year that made him, on average, the highest paid player in NFL history. So you're taking a defensive end, paying him about as much as you could pay him, doing that with a quarterback. They're spending a lot of money. I don't need, though, an owner to say that there's pressure on a coach to win. I just, because you know what? In this league, outside of maybe Mike Tomlin, outside of Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan, there are a few exceptions, a few. But every coach is one disaster season away from having his security questioned if he doesn't lose his job himself. Every one of them. That's the way the league works because I can go back every year. First of all, we know that the league averages about 6.7 head coaching changes per year. And there are years going into each season that you think, okay, well, here are the guys that are on the hot seat going in. And inevitably, the season doesn't go the way we expect because they never do. And all of a sudden, there are different guys that are in trouble and on the hot seat who lose their jobs. So if in a year where they spent all this money on Trevor Lawrence and Josh Allen and other players as well, if they don't win consistently, and they have gotten lapped by the Houston Texans and the Indianapolis Colts, and maybe even the Tennessee Titans are resurgent this year, if that happens, then, yeah, I could see Shad Khan being impatient again. And he's the one that hired Urban Meyer. He's the one that's gone through a lot of different head coaches down there in Jacksonville. But it's his team, and it's his money, and he gets to do what he wants. And if they don't win, that doesn't surprise me. They put him on notice because they're all on notice if they don't win regularly and consistently.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at that, I mean, with the Packers and everything they're going through with their transition from president.
By the way, weren't there some questions about Matt LaFleur? You bring that up, okay? Like, there weren't people putting some pressure on him about a year ago, turning up the heat on him? Didn't you guys ask me about that? I mean, am I imagining this?
No, just because, I mean, again, the Packers were, at this point last year, Adam, we had no idea what to expect from the Packers because they were making the transition from Aaron Rodgers to Jordan Love. And I think for not just Matt LaFleur, but for Brian Gutekunst, it was a pretty big gamble. You're going from a Hall of Fame quarterback to somebody who, in the very limited time that he had played in the NFL, hadn't really shown much. So I think there was a little bit of pressure, and I think they felt that pressure early in the season.
Well, and they responded, and they had the kind of season that quiets that noise. And if you win, it goes away. And if you don't, it doesn't. And so that, I mean, it's that simple. Again, they won. Nobody's talking about Matt LaFleur being in trouble, and they will be talking about Doug Peterson and his status and his security if the Jaguars don't win consistently this season.
But like Saleh in New York, I mean, he's on the hot seat.
Pressure's on.
Yeah, he's on.
Of course, he knows it.
Yeah.
He knows it. He I mean, he's not oblivious to this. He, like, first of all, Aaron Rodgers himself has said, if I don't play well, I don't come back and play well, everybody here is going to get fired. And he's right. Aaron Rodgers won't be back. Robert Saleh won't be back. Joe Douglas, the general manager, won't be back. Like, it'll be another restart in New York. Not a secret. We know that. Again, there were questions about whether the head coach last year would survive. He did. And now the pressure's on this year for them to win, with them having put the money and resources that they did into Aaron Rodgers. So we'll see how that goes.
Adam, just looking around the NFC North, it looks like Caleb Williams has not yet signed his rookie deal. When do you expect that to happen? And I saw Rome Odunze hasn't signed either. Any concern by Bears fans down there that these two haven't signed yet?
You know, I'm glad you brought that to my attention, Jen, because I have to check into both those. Again, we were busy making pasta and egg sandwiches for July 4th holiday. So I didn't have to make any calls on that. But, you know, here's the deal. They have made it such that these rookie deals are formalities. But Caleb Williams really wants to kind of do his own thing, break the system, try to do things that are atypical. And so that wouldn't surprise me, you know, if his situation lingered a little bit longer than most of these rookie situations that should be, in this day and age, just formalities. Rome Odunze, you know, that'll get done. And it used to be, well, the Bears did change their front office quite a bit, but the Bears would have their draft picks on the week after the draft. And now these guys are unsigned, but it won't be long, I would imagine, before they have their deals done.
Who has Hard Knocks this year? Is it the Bears?
The Bears?
The Chicago Bears.
Oh, they do. Okay.
That'll Chicago be Bears. Summer. Summer. And see, well, yeah, but not because of the contract situation. It's just because of all the new faces and Caleb Williams and Rome Odunze and Keenan Allen. And they've added a lot of talent this offseason. By the way, another team. Like, you know, they're going to have to win, or you're going to hear a lot of chatter about them. That's another team, right? You don't win in this league consistently. That chatter is going to come up. It always is. Just kind of the way that it goes.
Last thing for you, Adam, before we let you go, and you're going to have to think about your 80s movie characters for this one. Chewie's got a party coming up this weekend where he's got to dress up as an 80s character. I said movie, but it could be any character. It could be a video game or a musician, something like that. Who are some of your favorite 80s characters that Chew and his wife could dress up as for this party this weekend?
Jeff Spicoli, Fast Times, Ridgemont High, first one I think of.
I don't really want to have my shirt off, though. Even though it's going to be 90.
Isn't he stoned for most of that movie?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
Can accommodate.
Now that I'm trying to play very well.
I'm trying to give Chew a lip here. Have his shirt off.
Adam, I think the leaders in the clubhouse is Back to the Future. Doc Brown, Marty McFly, and then Wayne's World.
Although somebody did correct me saying Wayne's World was actually a 90s movie. Was it an 80s character on SNL or was it all in the 90s?
It was all in the 90s.
No, it was on SNL, though. And then they made it into a movie. Trust me.
I'm trying to think.
You remember the Paul George thing. I don't know when to trust you and when not to trust you.
I'm trying to think of other movie candidates. I'm not really up on that, you know. But the Jeff Spicoli one, I think that would be a good one. And a good, easy one for you to do there, Joey. That would be very simple to get done.
I'll take it under consideration. Hey,
before you let me go, I want each of you three to give me the highlight of your July 4th weekend.
Jen just gave us a low light.
I did. I went out for dinner with a bunch of friends who were in from out of town, Connecticut, actually. Some friends that we lived near when we lived in Connecticut. And we went to a high-end restaurant and we had terrible service. So I told them that. But the highlight of my 4th of July weekend is we took the kids out on Lake Michigan tubing. And I think tubing is a rite of passage for kids. I think everybody should be back there getting towed. And if they're big enough, trying to toss them off the tube and have them, you know, floundering out there in the water with their life jackets on for a few minutes. I think it's a rite of passage. So we took our kids out and did that. It was fantastic.
Mine is. Oh, go ahead.
Okay, Chewy. Good. Good, Chewy.
That's over. That's pretty much the highlight for me.
No, highlight was on the 4th. We had, you know, probably 10, 11 people over at the house, and because we just bought a house in February. So real first big party, I guess, we've thrown with everybody over there. I had a brisket on the Traeger, smoked that overnight, and just had a overall good time.
I'll give you three here before I let you go. We have a Cousins Day, July 4th weekend. Like, all cousins all gather at one of our cousins' house out east on Long Island. Very, very nice. The last two that I will bring up that ties together everything that we've talked about. Number one, on Saturday night when my father-in-law was over, after dinner, I gave him one of the chipwiches. I had two chipwiches in a container. He had one. We sat down to watch the Eddie Murphy movie, and he got done. He said, that was the most delicious chipwich sandwich that I've had in a very, very long time. And the last thing I would say to you, which Gabe will find very interesting, is Denny McCarthy had two Eagles yesterday. Now, he faltered down the stretch, Gabe.
Yep.
But two Eagles. He holed out from 113 yards and chipped in from a bunker from 73 feet. He came up short the rest of the time, but man, two Eagles on the final day when he's your golfer in a tournament. Thank you, Denny McCarthy, for those two.
Oh, he was your golfer?
Well, of course he was. That's the only reason Sheffield
Why are you going to bring it up again?
Two Eagles is impressive.
I don't care that anybody
Even
else is two Davis Thompson, you know, like,
that
the
two
tournament.
Two Eagles is impressive. I didn't realize you had him as your guy in whatever leisure activities you involve yourself in.
It's a good way to make the John Deere Classic at least a little bit interesting, Shefty.
Well, who watched every hole of it? Me. Me.
Oh, okay. We love having you on, Adam. We love having you hang out with us here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. All right, have a great week. Safe travels to you, and we will talk to you again soon.
Thank you, everybody. Talk next Wednesday.
He's Adam Schefter. Gabe, who's he brought to us by?
He is brought to us each and every week by our friends at the Island Resort and Casino. It's a premier resort destination, the largest north of Milwaukee, with everything you like to do in one awesome location. Visit islandresortandcasino.com and book your total experience today.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Look, you take
Jesus and the presence out, and it's not even in the top 10.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, if you take sex out of the anniversary, then that's not that fun either.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Hey, little lady, I know you're feeling crazy. Woo. All your other friends are busy making them babies. Ew. Been out in the real world, don't like how it's tasting. Let me change your mind with my little old saying.
What? If you missed any of Adam Schefter's appearance here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, you can find it on Wisconsin On Demand or wherever you get your podcast. The big news out of that, other than the flying saucer slash chipwich, which I was not familiar with, but is basically just an ice cream sandwich, is that he thinks Jordan Love will sign, not this week, but the following week. Of course, that is subject to change. You know, anything could happen, but Gabe, his gut tells him that this week it will still be quiet on the Jordan Love Packers front.
Yeah, and then everything just kind of starts to pick up steam as we get closer and closer. Because while the first practice day is 2 weeks from today, report day is a little bit sooner than that. So less than 2 weeks before he's actually going to be in Green Bay. And who knows, maybe they agree to terms before that and then he just signs the contract when he gets to Green Bay for report day.
I think they're waiting for the shareholders meeting. Announce it then.
Sure. You which know. Is, again, which would be the same day as the first practice this year.
Yeah.
2 weeks from today.
Speaking of the shareholders meeting, did you know that today is the anniversary of the first shareholders meeting at Lambeau Field? Back in 1998, it was the first time they filled the bowl. They had done a stock sale, obviously. Mm-hmm. And once they did the stock sale, everybody felt even that much more invested in the team. And then they showed up to fill the bowl for the stockholders meeting. Have you ever been to one? Have you ever, are you a stockholder for the Green Bay Packers?
I am not a stockholder.
No.
Josh, are you a stockholder for the Green Bay Packers?
No, I value
they used to be. They were better attended.
Knew he's going to have something ready.
Weren't they? What do they get for a crowd now? They don't get anywhere near as much.
They'll get like, I don't know, 5,000-6,000. Is that what is kind of?
It's a decent crowd. Yeah.
18,707 was the number for the very first one. Obviously, there was some novelty, right?
Yes.
Inviting you there to.
Recent years, they've suffered because nothing else comes with it now. It's just kind of a meeting and they talk to you. There used to be some perks involved with attending that no longer exist.
Okay.
But there's lots of tickets. I know my husband, who is a shareholder, got tickets that showed up. I feel like six of them. So he six of his closest friends go up and sit in the bowl and listen to some chit-chat about the team.
7,800 attended last year.
Ah, that's, wow. I think it'll be bigger this year just because the anticipation of him signing. And I want to know what's going on with this lawsuit.
Oh, they're not going to talk about that. You kidding
Murphy
me?
Already did. And I guess the league's not. You didn't see that on
Murphy Takes Five?
In NBC Sports.
It's my favorite thing when Chewie's like, you didn't see that?
CEO Mark Murphy.
How did you guys miss that?
addressive massive Sunday ticket verdict. League office can't be happy with the Packers CEO and his comments.
What does he care? He's on his way out.
Shocking. Never heard that before.
Some folks were asking on the ESPN Milwaukee Talk and Text Line for us to do the Chewy Was Right about the Paul George thing. Yeah, we probably should.
Paul George Chewy getting injured right? in an intra-squad scrimmage.
Chewy was right.
Did not have Chewy remembering that.
On your bingo card?
On the bingo card. Really, ever.
Keep getting us your suggestions for what Chewy and his wife should go as for their 80s character costume party this weekend. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy rolls on after this.